Heard all across the United States, Canada, and around the world. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, our desire is to equip you to not only defend the historic Christian faith, but become an apprentice of Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. To learn more or to find resources to help you grow in grace, go to equip.org. To ask Hank a question on air, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Reading our local newspaper this morning and noticed that additional plaintiffs, including two national clergy groups, are expected to join a lawsuit next week that claims North Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage is a violation of religious freedom. It's an interesting angle. The Alliance of Baptists are part of the lawsuit. And the lawsuit is the nation's first faith-based challenge to same-sex marriage bans, claiming North Carolina law blocks the clergy from exercising their freedom of religion. Same-sex couples in Charlotte, Asheville, Concord, Huntersville, they've all joined the case as well. And additional plaintiffs include clergy from other faith traditions. They say the state laws violate their equal protection and due process rights. So now the church has joined, but not based on biblical basics, but based on political correct persuasions. In this milieu, it is the mission of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast to equip Christians to think Christianly, to live their lives as imitators of Jesus Christ. And that, of course, means engagement. It doesn't mean escape. We are to be conformed, not transformed. We are to be conformed to the image of Christ, not transformed to the ways of the world. And we are to watch our lives and doctrine closely to persevere in them, because if we do, according to the Scriptures, we will save both ourselves and our hearers. And so at the Christian Research Institute, we have a vision. That vision is to see multiplied millions equipped to communicate what they believe, why they believe, and in whom they have believed. To change the Christian culture from a conversion-oriented mentality to one focused on disciple makers. People who are disciples who themselves can produce reproducing disciple makers. And of course, to recognize that as participants in the kingdom, we are being called to know the truth and to seek to live as Jesus Christ himself lived. Joe Dallas on this broadcast a number of weeks ago talked about the fact that even a casual look at the landscape raises not the question of how we can halt same-sex marriage, but rather how we can best function as ambassadors for Jesus Christ in a society that has overwhelmingly accepted it and thereby have rejected God's definition of the most basic human institution. Those maintaining the traditional biblical position quite clearly are now in the minority. And from that place of minority, we can rail against the trends, we can bury our heads in despair, or we can meet them responsibly as stewards of truth in a time when truth is often unwanted and even more unpopular. And one of the commitments that I have to everyone listening into my voice right now is never giving in to the trends. The sole authority for faith and practice is the Word of God. And I have contended for a long time that the systemic problem in the Christian church is that we don't know how to read our Bibles. We simply do not understand the art and science of biblical interpretation. How is it that churches can completely distort biblical truth while holding their Bibles? I think part of the problem, again, is they simply don't know how to read the Bibles. Another part I've already alluded to. They're not interested in what is in the canon. They're more interested in being politically correct, popular, having a larger platform, prosperity. So when we ask you to stand in this battle for truth, to stand with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth, we are asking you to do something very significant. You look at any significant movement in history, it started because people took a stand. You think of the Reformation, Martin Luther nailing 95 theses on the castle door in Wittenberg. It started a mighty revolution. So again, we don't have to bury our heads in despair. What we do have to be is faithful and then leave the results to our Lord, who does all things perfectly. One more reason we ask you to stand with us as we end the month today, in essence. This is my last broadcast this month, and we are still behind and still asking people to help us catch up before this month ends, and all of that happens again on the last broadcast today.